¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, America, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, your voice of truth and hope across this great nation. I am Todd Starnes, and we have a very, very busy show for you today. Good to have you with us. By the way, our telephone number, if you want to weigh in, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. ToddStarnes.com is our website, and we have a lot of brand new content just posted over on the website. One of the big stories, and we've got a lot of ground to cover today, folks, but one of the big stories we've been watching unfold is in our nation's medical community, where a number of nurses and other medical professionals have been taking to social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and they've been announcing that they are either not going to provide medical care to ICE agents or conservatives, or in some cases, they're actually wishing that members of the Trump administration suffer some sort of a calamity, a medical calamity. Now, we understand at least two nurses in Florida have seen their licenses suspended as a result of some of the things they've been saying. But the idea, ladies and gentlemen, that there are people within the medical community that want to hurt conservatives or not provide them with medical care is that is a new level of evil in my estimation. Well, we're going to start out the program today by talking with a very good friend of mine. He is chairman of the American Cornerstone Institute, and I suspect he may have something to say about this. Our good friend, Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Carson, welcome to the show. Hope you're doing good.
Todd, thank you so much, and thanks for covering this very important topic.
It's, you know, well, as a person who survived open heart surgery, I have a mechanical aortic heart valve. You know, I have to go to the doctor on a pretty routine basis. And it's sort of alarming, wondering, okay, am I getting the best medical care? If my nurses and doctors, you know, maybe they're not a conservative.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've always said my favorite people in the world are nurses. Why? Because they're the infantry of medicine. They're the ones who are right on the front lines. They're the ones who know the patients the best, who calm the patients, who are the confidants of the patients. And when you lose that connection, you've lost an awful lot. You know, people who are relaxed and calm, many studies have shown, do better on every aspect of their medical care. So this is very concerning, but unfortunately, it's a symptom of what's going on in our society at large. We have those who are trying to stir up trouble, who are trying to make people think that we're enemies. We are not each other's enemies, but we're being manipulated into thinking that we are, and that's a very effective way to destroy a society. So we have to make sure that our people understand that it's okay to disagree with somebody. You probably learn more from somebody you disagree with than from somebody who agrees with you all the time. But talk it out. Put the facts on the table and discuss things. We live in a multicultural society. And in a multicultural society, the my way or the highway philosophy doesn't work. And what it has to be is our way. And we have to sit down and figure out what our way is.
Dr. Carson, I know the Florida Attorney General has taken pretty swift action here. Is that the right thing to do? And what sort of a message do we need to be sending to these medical care professionals around the country?
Well, any medical care professional who forgets that our purpose is to help people and to heal people, they need to be reminded sometimes with some stern measures, like losing their license. They shouldn't be taking care of patients if you feel that somebody is your enemy because they have a different thought process than you do. That's absolute craziness. And we want to send the strongest message possible that, to the best of our ability, we will not tolerate that. But we need to make sure that when people are being trained in the medical profession, that they know that if you have those kinds of biases which will impact the way you treat patients, you're in the wrong profession. Get out now.
You know, I think back to when President Reagan was nearly killed by the would-be assassin John Hinckley Jr., and he was rushed to George Washington University Hospital. He was in a critical condition, about to undergo surgery, and he said, you know, to the doctors, making a joke, "Please tell me you're Republicans." And I love the doctor, who was a known liberal Democrat, said, "Mr. President, today we're all Republicans." I mean, I want to go back to those days, Dr. Carson.
Well, that was the right answer for that doctor. And, you know, when I treated people, I treated all kinds of people. People coming from gangs in the streets of Baltimore who have been violently injured. It didn't matter because you're a professional. And that means something. And you take an oath to do your best for everybody. That's even a military oath, that you will take care of anyone who needs your help as long as they're not posing a danger to you. So that includes enemy combatants on the other side. And when you really stop and think about it, you know, that's your brother, that's your sister. It could be anybody in your family who just happened to be born on the other side. You know, I think about that with the Russian-Ukraine situation. Many of those people are in the very same family. They're close connections. They happen to be born in a different location. So now you're going to kill them? You know, we have, as human beings, have got to stop and think about what we're doing and where is it leading. And if we don't, our destruction is guaranteed.
Dr. Ben Carson is joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, folks. He is chairman of the American Cornerstone Institute, founder and chairman of that great organization. Dr. Carson, I know you've got a great piece in the Washington Examiner. Dobbs was only the end of the beginning. You know, I'm a little concerned about the Republicans. We're seeming to go a little wobbly on the issue of life. I know there's been some talk about maybe easing up on some of the things, you know, related to pro-life language in the party platform. How important is the life issue to the Republicans?
I think it's incredibly important to Republicans, to Democrats, to everybody. A life, a human life. You know, some people want to say it's just a clump of useless cells in a woman's uterus. It has no meaning, no purpose. Well, tell that to Steve Jobs. Tell that to Oprah Winfrey, to Michael Jordan, to so many people who were scheduled or slated to be aborted, and for one reason or another, it didn't happen. And they become contributing members of society. There are millions of people like that. Do we really have the right to say that that's a meaningless glob? And what meaningless glob have you seen that over the course of a few weeks develops eye sockets and nose and little finger buds and toe buds and continues to develop? And in a short period, 9 months, you have an independent individual crying and eating and pooping and doing things that little babies do. Come on. How are you going to sit there and say that that's not meaningful? And if we just apply a little bit of logic and a little bit of common sense, and you look at the fact that that brain starts to develop the moment conception occurs. Millions of neurons every day. Billions of neurons at the peak, culminating in 9 months in a human being who can do all kinds of things, and culminating in just a few years to an independent individual who walks, who talks, who asks for things, who can play with things and build little models. I mean, give me a break. This is a miracle. Why would you interfere with that? Why would you stop that? Why would you say that that's meaningless? And we like to talk about the ancient civilizations and how they were barbaric heathens because they sacrificed children, living sacrifices to their gods. Are we any better than they are? We may be worse because they offered those sacrifices because they thought they were meaningful. They were giving their gods something that had value. We just as soon crush a little baby's head with our forceps and throw them in the garbage. Think about that.
Well, Dr. Carson, we're going to have to leave it there. We're going to get you back on soon. Again, folks, go check out his great website, AmericanCornerstone.org. You'll be able to check out Dr. Carson's podcast, lots of other great information, including events. That's AmericanCornerstone.org. Dr. Carson, always great hearing from you.
Great to be with you, Todd. Thank you.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And this whole medical thing has creeped me out. And I'm glad that folks like Dr. Carson are speaking out. And I'm really glad that the state of Florida is not messing around and they're starting to revoke these medical licenses. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, President Trump now threatening to sue Trevor Noah for what he said at the Grammy Awards last night. We're going to play for you what Trevor Noah said. Also, we have some other audio from last night's Grammys. Did you catch any of the show at all last night? Well, we're going to talk about it. We'll take your calls as well. Also, want to welcome our brand new affiliate, WTON in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And all of our, if you are listening to us on WTON today and you call in, we're going to hook you up with a Todd Stern Show prize package. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Folks, if you're looking for a romantic comedy that's actually funny, uplifting, and safe to enjoy with your family, well, this is it. Angel Studios has done something special with Solo Mio, a film that proves Hollywood can still tell a great love story without crudeness or compromise. The movie set in beautiful Italy, stunning scenery that feels like a breath of fresh air. Kevin James delivers big laughs and real heart, and Jonathan Romy brings a surprising and delightful performance that audiences are going to love. In a world filled with nonstop bad news, it's refreshing to sit down and watch a movie that leaves you smiling. This is wholesome entertainment you can feel good about supporting. So right now, when you become a premium member of the Angel Guild, you'll receive 2 free tickets to see Solo Mio in theaters on February 6th. Grab your spouse, your sweetheart, or your family and let's support stories that celebrate humor, hope, and love. Visit angel.com/starns.com today. All right, did you watch any of the Grammys last night? I normally take one for the team and watch all these things, but last night I was wrapping up. I had one final chapter to finish on the new book. And so I was sort of in the zone last night. So I waited until the clips came out on the socials. And it was not surprising at all. As a matter of fact, the only surprising thing was Jelly Roll. And I will tell you, Dylan, by the way, I didn't realize he must be doing the Calitrin because he is like shedding the pounds.
He looks really good, yeah.
Wow. It's, you know, the thing is when you lose a lot of weight like that, you wonder about the tats, you know, the body art.
Right.
Does it like sag or morph with you? How does that?
I think it can. So maybe that's something you worry about if you're getting a tattoo. But he looks pretty good. He was almost 500 pounds. Not a lot of people know that.
I didn't really 500 pounds.
Yeah, when you think of Jelly Roll, you think of a bigger guy. But he's like, he's like 200 pounds right now. He's looking good.
He's going to have to come up with a new name now.
I know. Yeah, like Sushi Roll.
Sushi Roll. I don't think that's going to work.
Hey, I'm tossing it out there for him.
All right, you know what? Who am I to judge? All right, let's see. It may have some shelf life. Here's Jelly Roll, his acceptance speech last night. Cut six.
I know they're going to try to kick me off here, so just let me try to get this out. First of all, Jesus, I hear you, and I'm listening, Lord. I am listening, Lord. Second of all, I want to thank my beautiful wife. I would have never changed my life without you. I'd have ended up dead or in jail. I'd have killed myself if it wasn't for you and Jesus. I thank you for that. I thank you for my label, Broken Bow. Country Radio, baby, what's up, y'all? Oh, Republic John Manili, we did it, baby. There was a time in my life, y'all, that I was broken. That's why I wrote this album. I didn't think I had a chance, y'all. There was days that I thought the darkest things. I was a horrible human. There was a moment in my life that all I had was a Bible this big and a radio the same size and a 6x8 foot cell. And I believed that those two things could change my life. I believed that music had the power to change my life and God had the power to change my life. And I want to tell y'all right now, Jesus is for everybody. Jesus is not owned by one political party. Jesus is not owned by no music label. Jesus is Jesus, and anybody with him. I love you, Lord.
Wow. All right, that'll preach. Yeah, that's Jelly Roll last night. That was the only positive reference to our Lord in the entire show. Everything else was so, so terrible. So Bad Bunny is out there. Mr. Bunny, who is going to be, the halftime performer at the Super Bowl show. What is that, coming up this Sunday? Man, it's fast this go around. So anyway, Bad Bunny is doing the halftime show, and he told us that he's going to do it in Spanish, and if you can't speak Spanish, you better take a class. He's also going to be honoring queer people, so he's wearing a dress during the halftime show. This is, the NFL hates you, ladies and gentlemen. They hate you. They hate NFL fans, all of you football fans. They hate you. And so they're using the halftime show to basically stick it in your face. And I just pray to Almighty God that Bad Bunny is wearing underpants under the dress. Otherwise, Janet Jackson will look like a Sunday school teacher. So you've got Bad Bunny, and yesterday he decided to speak in English so he could show his hatred towards ICE and wanted to make sure we could all understand. Take a listen.
I'm going to say ICE out. We're not savage, we're not animals, we're not aliens, we are humans, and we are Americans. Also, I want to say to the people, I know it's tough to know, not to hate on these days, and I was thinking, sometime we get contaminados. I don't know how to say that in English. The hate get more powerful with more hate. The only thing that is more powerful than hate is love.
All right. Yeah, enough of you. Enough of you, Bad Bunny. Jeez, hello. So look, Bad Bunny doesn't like ICE. Everybody was up there. They were cursing ICE. When we come back, we'll play. So, you know what? No, let's play this now. Here's Billie Eilish. What a horrible human being she is. Cut eight.
No one is illegal on stolen land. And yeah, it's just really hard to know what to say and what to do right now. And I feel really hopeful in this room, and I feel like we just need to keep fighting and speaking up and protesting, and our voices really do matter, and the people matter, and say sorry.
All right, yeah, that was we had to bleep out the word there. She was saying blank ICE during her Grammy acceptance speech. Here's the deal. She owns a $14 million mansion on stolen land. The Tonka people. No, pardon me. That's the Tonka truck. The Tonga people. So I don't know here, but maybe Billie Eilish needs to give her mansion back to the people who deserve the stolen land. Or just let the illegals camp out on her front yard. All right, got to take a break here, ladies and gentlemen. 901-260-5926. Adrian.
It is my job this February 2 to look to the skies and report back to you that there is a shadow here on my ground. Six more weeks of winter abound.
I hate that stupid groundhog. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. It's I am so ready for spring. I want to go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, our national correspondent for the Todd Stearns Show, Robin Poffman. Robin, that was for you, because I know when we worked together at Fox News, that was like the highlight of your year.
Who's been to Gobbler's Knob more times than I've been?
Maybe the groundhog. I mean.
So, for folks that don't know, when I used to work with you at Fox News Radio, I was the crime and terrorism reporter. But then suddenly, once a year on 2-2, we'd have a lighter moment. And they would send me out to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. And it's quite the place. Gobbler's Knob is real. It looks very different than it does in the movie, Groundhog Day. It's actually, you know, on a hill, and people get dressed up in tuxedos, and they're out there in the wee hours and partying. And it's super fun. I will tell you, the last time I was there was not on Groundhog Day. It was actually on the 20-year anniversary of 9/11. We were out in Shanksville. I was with my husband, and I said, you know, just to lighten up the mood, it was a very heavy day, obviously, marking the 20-year anniversary of 9/11. And I'm like, hey, do you want to go to Gobbler's Knob? It's a 2.5-hour drive. You know, I may air out my mind a little bit. And so I took my husband to Gobbler's Knob, and sure enough, it was the monthly meeting of the group that puts on this show. And Punxsutawney Phil was in a cage eating some corn.
Is that right? You know, it was funny. You mentioned that you were the crime and terrorism reporter, which you were. So when you told me, Stearns, I'm heading to Gobbler's Knob, I'm like, oh, my God, who killed the groundhog?
Phil.
I thought there was a crime scene.
Right. Phil was a hostage. Not. But anyway, it's always been a fun day for me. And I have all my memorabilia. And as you remember, do you remember the stuffed animal that used to sit on my desk?
I remember that. Yes. I mean, they have all sorts of merch. It's kind of like a giant Bucky's in real life. Well, Bucky's is a beaver, but, you know, I think they're all part of the same family.
It's close enough.
Robin, we've got to talk about Melania Trump. The new movie came out over the weekend, and I know that you went, you're furiously texting me over the weekend that you went to the documentary. My phone has been blowing up. Every conservative woman I know has seen the documentary, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts. How was the film?
In a word, it's just class. C-L-A-S-S, absolute class. You know, as you know, I like fashion. From a fashion perspective, it's amazing to see how she presents herself, obviously being a former model, the outfits she wore during the inauguration ceremonies. What was super interesting for me personally, Todd, is that as you remember, I was at the inauguration last January. And so to see the behind-the-scenes stuff, the things that even as a reporter, we get behind-the-scenes, glimpses, but nothing like this. And in the 20 days that lead up to this is what the documentary is about. I mean, in that time, she's meeting with a former Israeli hostage whose husband was still being kept. Melania, instrumental in keeping that woman and the husband alive, and he actually eventually gets out once Trump takes office. She meets with Macron's wife, her legislation about foster kids, the letter to Vladimir Putin to reunite the kidnapped children from Ukraine, actual real line items that you can, you know, put your arms around. You know, a lot of people on the left think that she's some sort of, you know, model moron. And she's extremely intelligent, speaks all these different languages, takes the meeting with Macron's wife in French, is speaking in English but yet listening in French. And I will tell you something else. There is an element to this movie that there's a lot of humor, a lot of laugh out loud. But there are moments, Todd, and you know me, I'm a pretty tough woman. I cried in this film. There are moments in this movie where you are teared up and just so moved that every person in America, male, female, old and young, is going to be able to relate to, specifically pertaining to her mourning the one-year loss of her mother.
And that was a huge, I mean, that was a huge loss for her. And you can just tell, even with her father, you know, he's always at all the events. And, you know, there is just, you can still sense that loss there. I've heard the same thing from other ladies who went to go see the film. Also, they said while President Trump was not like in a lot of the documentary, that the relationship, you know, between the first lady and the president was really quite remarkable. And I was wondering if you picked up on that. It was almost really a fun teasing kind of, you can tell they love each other.
Yeah, the movie gives you, I would describe this, you know, when you make a soup and you only put a little sprinkle of salt in the soup so it doesn't overshadow the flavor. That's how I would describe how they use Trump in this film, however long it is, an hour and a half or such. He's just a sprinkle of salt in a big pot of gumbo. And you honestly want a sequel to learn more about their relationship, more about Barron. It's very light. Again, it's just a sprinkle. But you get the dynamic. It's like any other dynamic that two people have in a partnership. It's fascinating. Besides wanting a sequel, which, and by the way, I hate the movies. I hate going to the movies. I hate sitting in a theater with other people. I hate that it's like, ugh. But I absolutely love this. The big overarch for me, Todd, from a political standpoint, from a human standpoint, is to think of the absolute abuse that this woman, Melania Trump, has taken. She's stunning. By any measure, she is stunning. She's not on any covers of any magazines because of woke liberalism.
They hate her.
And they hate her guts. At the end of the film, she kind of gives the middle finger to that. You have to see it. I'm not going to give it away, but she has the last laugh on that point. And I will also tell you that from just a human emotional standpoint, when you watch this film, and you think about how they tried to kill her husband, you know, two times that America knows about, and there might be more assassination attempts that we don't know about. But to think about the emotional torture that she has been through, and it's also you also get the sense of a very lonely life. She has a very full life, but when you see the level of protection that she's under, It's lonely, and it's fascinating, the part of history. You know, it's one thing to be first lady once, but to be first lady twice with that big gap in between, that is also addressed in the film. I'm telling you, Todd, it was like an appetizer, and you want the full meal, the perfection of this film. You know, I've worked in television myself, as you know, and you work in TV now. You know, when you have editing and the music, it is fabulous. I almost want to see it again.
All right. Robin Poffman, our national correspondent, joining us. And real quick, Robin, no surprise, Hollywood, the entertainment world, the critics completely destroying this film. The Atlantic called it a horror movie, a disgrace. Vanity Fair said it was bad propaganda. PMS Now said it was worse than they had predicted. NPR predicted it would be a financial flop, which is sort of funny seeing how they just lost all their taxpayer-funded cash. And yet, in spite of all of that, $8.1 million in weekend ticket sales, which, Robin, I suspect would be more because of the ice storm, so most of the southern states were not actually able to get out and watch the movie. So I think, you know, I think it's going to be pretty spectacular. I think we lost our connection with Robin. But again, I am not surprised that the left has done what they have done here, tried to destroy Melania Trump. And yet, according to the numbers, this is the most successful documentary in well over a decade. Now, I am curious. We have a lot of ladies that listen to this this program, and I'm curious, if you went to the movie, what did you think, and what was the big takeaway? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. And again, we're just so excited to welcome a brand new affiliate to our radio family. Well over 100 some odd radio stations. I think 120, 130 radio stations now carry the Todd Stearns radio show. And we are honored to welcome WTON Radio in Virginia. They're serving the Shenandoah Valley since 1950. And our good buddy Joe Thomas, who is one of the best morning show hosts in America, that's his radio station, and he owns and operates that great station on three different signals, 1240 AM, 101.1 FM, and 98.9 FM. So welcome to all of our great new Virginia listeners. I think we pretty much cover the entire Commonwealth of Virginia right now. And so anyway, we do this for all of our brand new stations, affiliates. And if you call in today, you're listening to us on WTON, then we're going to hook you up with a Todd Stern Show prize package. It's sort of a our welcome wagon here on the radio. But you have to call in to do that, 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. I want to go back to Trevor Noah, because Donald Trump is enraged right now, and he is on a tear. Donald Trump, very upset over what Trevor Noah said last night during the Grammys.
That is a Grammy that every artist wants, almost as much as Trump wants Greenland, which makes sense. I mean, because Epstein's island is gone, he needs a new one to hang out with Bill Clinton. So, oh, I told you it's my last year. What are you going to do about it?
Oh, boy. So, look, Trump not happy about that, and I don't blame him one bit. And he is now threatening to sue Trevor Noah. And Noah better retract that. I'll tell you, CBS, too, could be facing another lawsuit. And I'm glad the president is fighting back. You can't let any of this stuff slide anymore. By the way, these thugs, they're the same ones who gave Don Lemon a standing ovation. Don Lemon, the man who stormed a church with all of those other radical, godless heathens in St. Paul, Minnesota, and terrorized good Christian people during their Sunday morning worship service. And Don Lemon was given a standing ovation at the Grammys. Just so you understand what we're dealing with here, these are people that hate you. All of those folks in that room, they hate you, but they need your money. They want you to buy their music. They want you to listen to their music, but they hate you and they hate your values. As a matter of fact, so much so that they want to silence you. Now, by the way, Pam Bondi announcing earlier today that two more people have been arrested in connection with the storming of the church, Twin Cities, they call it Cities Church. They're in St. Paul, Minnesota. And they all have to go to jail. And I know that Don Lemon, and by the way, here's the thing. You have a right to protest. You have a constitutionally protected right to protest. You do not have a right to step foot on private property and disrupt a church service. You don't have that right. And by the way, when Don Lemon inserted himself into this, he became a part of the story. He claims he's a journalist, but I'm telling you, not a single journalist worth their salt would do what Don Lemon did. Not a one. Don Lemon knew exactly what he was doing. And now he's doubling down, suggesting that, I don't know, he may try to target other churches. Here's what nobody's talking about, and it bothers me on a couple of levels, but here's what really bothers me about this story. Nobody is talking about the rights of those Christians. Everybody's talking about Don Lemon's rights. Don Lemon has no rights. If he wants to protest, he can do it outside on the street. He can't go into a private facility and disrupt a church service. But what about the rights of all of those Christians? Nobody wants to talk about that because they don't believe that Christians have a right to gather and to worship. That's who the left has become. By the way, it's not just in Minnesota. In California, at Harvest Church the other night, Erica Kirk was hosting some big event there at Greg Laurie's church in Riverside, California, and the protests were so awful that people were literally trapped on the church property. They were not able to get off of the church property because of the radical protesters out there. So all I can tell you is you might want to start carrying a Bible in one hand and bear spray in the other. And that ought to clear things up right away. 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to rehash what happened in Texas. There is a lot of frustration and a lot of fear right now that this special election for the Texas Senate may very well have national ramifications. And we're going to break all of this down because there is some truth to that. But I think when you look at what happened in Virginia, where the Republicans were completely decimated in the last election, not only did they lose the governorship and the lieutenant governorship and the attorney general spot, not only did they lose those, they lost a number of people in the state house there. And a lot of folks are saying, okay, is this a bellwether? Do the Republicans have a problem? Well, we're going to get into that in the next hour. And I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, what do the Republicans need to do between now and the midterm elections to get you excited and to earn your vote? What is it that you want the Republicans to do that they are not doing? I have a list of things that we're going to go over. But I'm just telling you, this is not on Donald Trump. This is all on the Republican National Committee. This is all on the Republicans and their leadership in the House and their leadership in the Senate, and especially Republican leadership in the Senate. But Donald Trump is doing everything he said he would do down to the letter. And now it is up to the rest of the party to put on their big boy pants and start delivering on the president's agenda. President cannot issue executive orders till the cows come home, ladies. He just can't do that. So we're going to get into all of that coming up in the next hour. Also, to all of our new listeners on WTUN, head over to our website, toddstearns.com. Go check out all of the great resources we have for you. We have brand new reporting up, great new stories. You can also download our free podcast. You can also download our free newsletter. That comes out every single morning, 6 o'clock Eastern time, and it's a great way to start your day with all sorts of news that you will not find anywhere else. All right, that music means we've got to scoot out. Hang tight, hour two on the way. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, some very good news for all of you who want every single illegal alien deported. There is a reason why that we have been so focused on this issue. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us, hour two. So CNN explains exactly why conservatives want these illegals removed from the country. Take a listen to Cut 15.
Trends that really should set off a flashing red siren to Democrats nationwide while bringing a big smile to the faces of Republicans nationwide. Why do I say that? Because take a look at the big population gainers versus the last census back in 2020. According to the latest population estimates that take into account the population mid-2025, look at this. The biggest population growth this decade? All five of the states that Donald John Trump won in 2024. Texas, Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, and of course the great state of Arizona, where I spent my New Year's Eve. I love those folks out in Prescott, Arizona. These were the biggest gainers. The biggest gainers in terms of population compared to the 2020 census. Now, it's not just a red state boom. This is what we're looking at. We're looking at a red state boom here, but it is not just a red state boom. We're also looking at what I would dare call a blue state depression, because who are the people? Who and where are the people moving from into the red states? Well, they're blue states. They're blue states. Take a look here. The lowest domestic net migration this decade. All five of the states that were won by Kamala Harris in 2024. Look at this. California, Harris's home state. New York, where I'm coming from right now, of course. Illinois, New Jersey, and of course, the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts, which is a bastion of blue liberalism. These are the states that folks in the United States are moving away from and into the red states, which is propelling a red state boom.
And the other part of it is this: when the illegals are not counted in the census numbers, guess what happens? You're going to start seeing a lot of these blue states lose congressional seats. Our next guest has something to say about that. She is now suing the U.S. Census Bureau for unconstitutionally allowing illegal aliens to commandeer the path to the White House and compromise our elections. The Missouri Attorney General, Catherine Hanaway. Attorney General, great to have you with us today.
Todd, thanks so much for having me on again. I think the last time we talked, we were talking about the Kansas City manager prohibiting displays of religious symbols during the Christmas season. So it's good to be back on the station that promotes so much liberty.
Well, that's what we're the blowtorch for freedom across the country, Attorney General, and we're always happy to call out these attacks on our freedom and liberty. And I am really, really concerned about the numbers of illegals that have invaded our nation.
Yeah, by most estimates, it's about 15 million people, and it is making a tremendous difference in terms of which states get congressional seats and which states get electoral seats. If we are successful in our lawsuit, we believe that we'll shift 11 congressional seats and electoral votes from coastal states to the Midwest and South.
Wow. So right now, what is the Census Bureau doing that really set you off?
Well, they're counting illegals. And so they started doing this under Jimmy Carter. During President Trump's first term, he said, we're not going to do that anymore. And then Joe Biden came in and reversed that right away, which is why we're suing now, so that we can have a court order and make it permanent so that the next liberal president can't reverse this trend. So we want to take the illegals out of the 2020 census. We actually want to go back and do the reapportionment during this decade and then prohibit it going forward from 2030 and on.
I know back in 2020, the president issued a memorandum that forced the Secretary of Commerce to exclude illegals. Looking at the states now, I know you list these in your press release, California, New York, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Maryland. How many seats are they stealing?
It's about 11 seats. And then it'll go to states like, you know, Missouri, Ohio, Pennsylvania, states that really should gain seats. And if you look forward to the 2030 census, North Carolina, Georgia are some of the states that would pick up seats.
But it's not just the congressional seats either. It's also federal funding.
Yeah, there are more than 350 programs that are apportioned by the census on a per capita basis. And if you count illegals, it boosts your number. The city of Los Angeles alone, we believe, has 2 million illegals being counted, and so they're drawing down many more federal dollars. And it's everything from, you know, daycare to Medicaid to, you know, all, every social program you can think of. And so I want the states and America's citizens to get their fair share. That's what this lawsuit's about.
You know, it's interesting you brought up California. There is a Fox News report, and we're going to get to this a little bit later in the show, but 18% of the entire country's home health care billing, 18% of the entire country is coming out of Los Angeles County. How is that humanly possible?
Well, I don't think it's humanly possible legally. And a lot of these home health care programs, you can have a family member be providing the health care, and they are just riddled with fraud everywhere around the country. But it's clear that Los Angeles is the number one leader in this.
And, of course, when you look at what's happening in Minnesota with the numbers, the sheer numbers of Somali refugees that are still getting taxpayer support, government support, the fraud, it's been so well documented. I'm just curious, what are you hearing from your constituents there in Missouri about what's happening in this fraud?
Yeah, so we're looking for it, and we've got good cooperation both from the governor and the U.S. attorneys here. I'm sure we'll find some, but we're not likely to find the wide-scale fraud just because Missouri has not let in. It's not been a sanctuary state. It's not let in a bunch of illegals. It doesn't have a big Somali refugee program. But we'll find some. We have a Medicaid fraud unit that works all the time in rooting it out, but this is a special push.
Well, I'm so glad to see you guys going after the Census Bureau, and we've just got to do it. And you're right. This is nothing more than theft from the American people. Attorney General Catherine Hanaway, I know you're busy today. We appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us here on the Todd Stern Show.
Thanks so much, Todd. Really appreciate it. Hope you have a great week.
All right, you too. Catherine Hanaway, I like her. She's a fighter. And we need more state attorneys general that are just like her, cut from that same cloth, that are willing to go out there and fight the good fights. You know, you wouldn't have many attorney generals going out there and fighting City Hall in Kansas City because they banned Christmas decorations. But I love that she, because those are important issues, and fighting for religious liberty is one of them. So good for you. But again, folks, not only are the blue states stealing congressional seats, and you just heard her say that if we were to take away the illegal alien population, not the votes, but the actual physical population in those states, that would free up 11 congressional seats for Republicans, at least for red states. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. Again, welcoming our brand new affiliate today, WTON, in the beautiful Commonwealth of Virginia. Any caller from WTON today, you're going to receive a wonderful Todd Stern Show prize package. You're going to get a signed copy of my most recent book. All you have to do is hop on the show with us today, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, if you've ever been in New York City and you don't do the Uber, you're old school, you do a taxi cab. And, you know, I do wonder if most people now just do Ubers. Are the taxis still the way to get around in New York City? I lived there 15 years when I worked at Fox News, and I normally took the subway, but every now and again I would take a taxi. We didn't have Uber then. And so if you hop in the back of the taxi cab, there's a TV, and usually it'll be like a little news clip or something like that, and, you know, whatever else. Just something to keep your mind off the fact that you're in a filthy, nasty, smelly cab, and you're paying out the wazoo to get from point A to point B. But I digress. So anyway, there is these TVs. It's called Taxi TV, and it's run by a company called Curbed. And they worked out a deal with Newsmax. And by the way, you can watch my Newsmax show, and I guess in those taxi cabs. My show airs from 5 to 6 Eastern. So a radical New York Democrat who heads up the Manhattan Borough. He is the Manhattan Borough president. A guy by the name of Brad Holliman Seagal is enraged, and he is upset because a one-minute Newsmax update is actually broadcast on the taxi TVs. And this guy hates Newsmax, and he's demanding that Zohran Mamdani immediately break the contract. He said that Newsmax is broadcasting politically charged content and said we were not a credible news source, which, by the way, is not true. And I can tell you that Reuters recently announced that Newsmax is one of the top news brands in the nation. Now, Newsmax executives say this is nothing more than a pure act of censorship against the network. Curbed defended the partnership. They said all the content that Newsmax has been airing is straight news, no opinion. The New York Republican Club is getting involved now, and they're condemning the attack, calling it cancel culture in the free market. Now, look, I can't remember the last time I was in a taxi cab and saw the videos, but I can tell you this. If there was something that I found objectionable, you know what I would do? I would either change the channel or just turn it off. And I'm not understanding why this Manhattan Borough president is so hell-bent on getting rid of Fox News Channel, but he is, and we will keep you updated there. Oh, by the way, how are you folks doing with the snow? I mean, you folks in North Carolina, I saw, was it in South Carolina, Myrtle Beach? It was snowing in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina? That's insane. I mean, the poor people in Nashville may not even get their power back, by the way, until, what, February the 11th is what we're hearing. But all of you folks in the Carolinas and Virginia, we hear you guys got really slammed with the snow. So be sure to check in. Let us know if you're digging out. We still have snow on the ground. Dylan, I don't know what the deal is. I'm beginning to buy into these two Memphis City Council leaders who say that there's something conspiratorial going on.
Yeah, at this point, I mean, we can't get it off the ground. It's
not melting.
It's not melting. It's also not, you know, melting weather. So it is cold at night. But during the day, it's really not melting at all either.
I'm ready to take out that damn groundhog in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you hate him, it sounds like.
I have issues.
Mm-hmm.
I have issues.
Me too.
Have we checked in? What is it? Punxsutawney. That's the Yankee. We've got our own. Hold on. We've got to check this out. His name is General Beauregard Lee, and he is the Southern Groundhog. And I think he's still based in Georgia. And hold on, I'm calling this up here. This is USA Today. I hate the pop-ups on these. Why do all of the websites have the pop-ups? So here we go here. We're looking. General Beauregard Lee, son of a biscuit eater.
Is it consistent with him too?
Yeah, it's consistent. Right. I think we've been infiltrated.
Yeah.
Jeez, Lou. Does General Beauregard Lee, the southern groundhog, lives in a little plantation house. There's got to be something remotely offensive about that, but I love it. I wonder if he comes out wearing a little gray uniform.
He has to. That would be ignorant not to do that.
With Dixie playing in the background.
Yes.
Look away, look away. I love it. Now, New York used to have a guy. They had their own groundhog, Staten Island Chuck. I don't know if you ever heard the story, but I think it was Bill de Blasio. Staten Island Chuck didn't want to come out of the cage. And, you know, those groundhogs up in New York, they're kind of cut from a different cloth. You know, you don't want to mess with them. So anyway, de Blasio said, well, forget this. I got things to do. So he reached his hand in to grab the groundhog and basically jerk it out of the cage. And the groundhog took a big chunk out of the mayor's, like, hand.
Wow.
Bit the mayor. And then, so the mayor's got this groundhog, you know, attached. So he threw the groundhog to the ground, and he killed Staten Island Chuck.
Oh, my gosh.
Killed the groundhog.
He could have just fired him. He didn't have to kill him.
Guy still got reelected.
I mean, the groundhog has one job, and you're just going to, I mean, I get it, you're an angry boss, but come on.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, well, you know what it is. I mean, the guy had those chubby fingers, and so, you know, Staten Island Chuck probably thought it was like an albino carrot or something.
Yeah, it was lunchtime.
I mean, you heard Poffman over there saying the one up in Pennsylvania eats, what, corn?
Yeah. They probably take good care of those groundhogs.
I get the groundhogs and Bucky's, the beaver, mixed up.
Yeah, and New York rats.
It's easy. Careful. Well, that's a whole other story. Anyway, what in the world were we talking about? I forget. Anyway, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. New York City, the taxi cabs. How did we get off on that tangent? So look, here's the deal. We told you that Mandami was bad news for New York City, right? So people in the Big Apple are enraged right now. The reason why they're enraged, they had all of this snow. And let me tell you something about New York City snow. You will not hear this on the news, but you need to hear it from me personally. The snow up there is filthy. And I think it actually, it's filthy before it actually hits the ground. It is black, it's brown, it's yellow, and it smells, and it won't melt until the spring. So I was talking to a buddy of mine who works at Newsmax and lives in Brooklyn. He said his car is literally encased in ice and will probably not be able to get it out of the ice until April or May. So now you have all of these, citizens that are just upset because that's one of the jobs of the city is to remove all the snow. But it's not being done because Mamdani is a radical communist. Everything is falling apart. People are freaking out over all of this. I'm just telling you, it's bad. So before the snowstorm hit, there was some concern about these homeless encampments. And Mandami has decided, you know what, we're going to be hands off. So if the homeless people, if they want to live in their tents, if they want to camp out on the sidewalks, we're not going to bother them. We're going to let them do that. And a lot of the people were like, Mr. Mayor, that is a horrible idea because we've got to get these people off the street because we're having a blizzard. The temperatures are going to, I mean, you're going to have popsicles, homeless popsicles on the street. Mayor said, nope, not going to worry about it. Ladies and gentlemen, I think the latest death count from New York City, 15 people frozen to death on the streets of New York City. Because of your communist mayor. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Here's how bad it is in Nashville. You've got the chief executive officer of the power company, and she was more concerned about taking care of the trees during the winter storm as opposed to keeping the lights on and keeping human beings alive. Cut number five.
They're also ensuring that we're trimming them to the best health of the tree. So I think most people don't realize that we go to that depth of effort. And we have arborists on our staff. We outsource our tree trimming, but we have arborists on our own staff that oversee the planning and the post-cutting inspections. So we take a lot of pride in making sure that we are cutting the trees in a healthy fashion.
That is really detailed, you know, because my office, and now we have an arboretum, I think that's how it's pronounced,
right? Yes.
For the grounds, and I know how much time and attention that they place on each tree, and they go around every so often inspecting each tree to see how it's doing. And so you have that much detail on your staff now before they go out and cut trees. They know specifically what type of tree it is and how much is supposed to be cut back.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
We care about the canopy. We have to live here too, and so I don't want us out destroying the canopy.
Yeah, tree lives matter. Tens of thousands of people are still without power in Nashville, but don't worry, folks. Your local electric company hired an arborist to make sure the trees are okay. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good buddy Steve Gill, who last week was living in a hotel because his power still has not returned. Steve, where are you now, and what's the situation there in Nashville?
It is so dire. It is so cold still, Todd. I actually saw a lawyer downtown yesterday with his hands in his own pocket. So that's how bad it actually is.
Wow, that's cold.
When you hire a tree hugger to head your utility system, a literal tree hugger, this is what you get. And it is amazing, the trees that are down, not only the ones that have taken down power lines and everything else, but it is literally a war zone of down trees, down limbs. The ice, you know, literally uprooted huge trees. And as you mentioned, tens of thousands of homes are still without power. And I have power, but no water because we had burst pipes, and now there's that issue that's happening all over Nashville as well. But it all comes back to the lack of preparation by Nashville Electric Service before the storm, when they saw how bad it was, and then post-storm, deploying the number of people to deal with it. The governor didn't even deploy the National Guard to get out and start cutting trees, and he was out doing a photo op this weekend to, you know, cut a tree and, you know, show his chainsaw prowess. But he waited 4 days. So there are a lot of fingers to point blame at, but NES is the prime culprit.
And that would be the local, NES is the local, electrical company there?
Yeah, Nashville Electric Service. By the way, on the tree issue, you broadcast and live in Memphis. Memphis spends about $65 to $80 more per person that they serve under your utility for tree service than Nashville does. They literally trimmed, no pun intended, the budget by $12 million, but conducted 100 DEI, diversity and inclusion seminars for their employees over the last couple of years. So they're trimming back tree cutting to expand their DEI nitwittery.
Well, and I'll say this about Memphis. We had the same problem. We had diversity hires running the electric company, and the power, the wind would blow, the power would go out. Well, it got so bad, they finally hired somebody who was just competent and qualified in being able to run a power company. And Steve, they went in, they got rid of all the trees that were causing problems. In this most recent snowstorm, we didn't lose power. So again, I think it's important to understand, when you go down that path of DEI, people are going to die. And that's happened in Tennessee.
Well, in the clip you just aired, just another interesting side point, the voice you heard interviewing Teresa Alpin-Broyles, who's the CEO and president of Nashville Electric Service, the person interviewing her on that Urban League TV show is a member of her 5-member board of directors. So when he was touting what a great job she's doing, he's one of her bosses, supposedly.
Steve, I want to talk politics, and there's a lot going on nationally. There was a weekend vote in the state of Texas in Tarrant County, and it's the largest red district in the nation. That's how they're quantifying all of this. And this has been a district that has gone Republican for decades. And the Republicans got their butts handed to them. I mean, there's really no polite way of saying it. But now a lot of people are freaking out, and they're saying that the grassroots were pushed to the side, that they weren't invited into the conversation. Republican leadership is saying, oh, this isn't really a big deal. It was just a special election, and we're going to have the numbers coming out in November. You know, Steve, I heard this about what just happened in Virginia as well, and in New Jersey. Are we in a precarious spot as Republicans right now?
Well, we need to not only, you know, pay attention to the wake-up calls, but quit hitting the snooze alarm. Now, in this particular county, we're seeing the same thing that's causing problems for Republicans all over the country. Two major problems. One, we stay at home when it's special elections or when it's not a presidential election or when we don't get inspired to go vote. And number two, we have these intramural battles between the MAGA and the RINOs, and apparently in this particular district, the RINOs were pushing the MAGA voters aside, were you know, basically saying, we don't need you, and I think that split also was a huge factor in the reason that a lot of Republican voters stayed home. They're also, you know, upset with what we're seeing with Republicans in Washington, with a majority in the House, a majority in the Senate, and you get all these rhinos voting, attacking the Department of Homeland Security, defunding ICE. We have too many Republicans who aren't Republicans, and in this particular case, I think some Republicans in Texas decided we're going to vote with our feet, and if y'all don't start delivering, we're going to deliver power back to the Democrats because there's no difference.
No, and that's a great point. And I think there's, I think this is happening nationally, and it's sort of under the radar. But I also believe there are efforts underway to marginalize all of the America First conservatives that are within the party. I think that party leadership, the establishment, they've been put on the back burner. But they see that Trump is gone. I mean, Trump is gone in 2020. That this is it for Donald Trump. And if they can reclaim their position and shove those America First people either out of the party or just shut them all up, then that's what they want. Because I think they want their party back. And if they do, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think it's going to work for them. But I don't think they care, because ultimately they're in the pocket of the chambers of the Chamber of Commerce. They don't care about the America First voters, and they got to figure out a way to get rid of them. What say you?
Yeah, the swamp is still in full power. I mean, they're the ones putting money into the pockets of these politicians. And Todd, you and I have always been able and willing to give a little bit of grace to Republicans from blue states, like a Susan Collins. I don't agree with her. She votes wrong most of the time. She's certainly not dependable. But she's more in line with her constituents than you or I from a red state would be. The problem is you've got guys like Mark Wayne Mullen from Oklahoma, Cornyn from Texas. You have these folks from red states who are voting along the same lines as Susan Collins and stabbing Republicans, conservatives, and America in the back on a regular basis. And that's, I think, what has all of us who are conservatives, whether we're dark MAGA or just conservative Republicans, upset. Too many of the fake Republicans are the ones that are stopping things. The Democrats are lockstep. They're not going to move from their, you know, lockstep cult of left-wing nitwittery. But it's these so-called fake conservatives, fake Republicans in red states that are really destroying our country right now.
Yes, and they're even in Tennessee, my friend, even in Tennessee. And you probably see that from your vantage point over in the middle part of the state. I certainly do on the western side.
Yeah, and again, it's, you know, part of the challenge is we've got such a narrow majority in the Senate, such a narrow majority in the House, that a handful of these rhinos can create massive chaos. The bigger problem is it's not just the rhinos, it's the pretend fake conservatives. John Thune, Mark Wayne Mullen in Oklahoma, John Cornyn in Texas, Tillis in North Carolina. They're spread all over the place, and they're the real majority in the Republican composition of the U.S. Senate, not the conservatives.
Steve Gill is the publisher of TriStarDaily.com. It is a terrific website, TriStarDaily.com. Steve, I want to go back to this Texas. I've got the numbers from this Texas Senate district. And again, it's just shocking. So they have held the district. The Republicans have held the district for more than 35 years. Trump, it was a plus 17 Trump district. This is Texas Senate District 9. The Democrat flipped it by 14 points. That's just staggering. And for people to be dismissive, I think that may be the wrong take on this here.
Yeah, and to, again, whistle past the graveyard of going, oh, we'll get it back in November when the general election comes back up and it isn't a special. Yeah, if people stay home, the same result will happen. And again, you're giving impetus, you're giving momentum to the Democrats to feel like they can raise more money and do what they need to do to mobilize their base, while our base continues to be dispirited and divided, neither of which helps you win elections.
Well, the problem is you've got the establishment. They're trying to destroy the grassroots wing of the party. Why in the world would you do that is beyond me. And it's really almost, I don't know, political suicide. But, you know, when my greater concern is what happened in Virginia, and that in and of itself, you had bad candidates running in the top races, no doubt about that. And there was a lot of infighting within the Republicans in Virginia. I just, you know, Steve, I think that we're going to, you know, we can win and we ought to win in November. The Republicans ought to win, but I'm not sure we're going to be able to do that because of all the infighting.
Well, and look at Indiana with the redistricting. I mean, the Democrats are going all in, redistricting congressional seats, wiping Republicans out of representation in the Northeast, in California. And yet in Indiana, when they had the opportunity to try to balance things out by redrawing the lines to add some Republican seats that are being stolen in other states through the gerrymandering, you know, the Republican majority, super majority in Indiana fails to act. And great, you know, you've got President Trump and others saying we're going to primary these folks. That doesn't help in November, because it'll be after November till you can remove some of these people. And again, it is Republicans who are pretending to be conservative, who are lying to their constituents. And, you know, I appreciate President Trump, you know, saying he's going to go after them, but he's endorsed a lot of these same folks around the country already, and it's time for him to pull endorsements and go literally all in after these fake rhinos.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Steve, we're going to leave it there, my friend. TriStarDaily.com. Steve Gill, always good having you on the show.
Thanks, my friend.
All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Folks, if you're looking for a great romantic comedy for Valentine's Day, I've got a great recommendation for you. Angel Studios, they've done something very special. The brand new movie, Solo Mio, a film that proves Hollywood can still tell a great love story without crudeness or compromise. The movie set in beautiful Italy. The scenery is stunning. Kevin James, our good buddy, delivers great, great laugh lines and terrific heart. You're going to love him in this film. It is, it's refreshing, isn't it? And that's one of the reasons why I want you to join Angel Guild. When you become a premium member like I have, you're going to get two free tickets to see Solo Mio. It's in theaters this week, February 6th. You'll be able to take your wife, take your sweetheart, your family, and let's support stories that celebrate humor, hope, and love. So go and visit their website right now, angel.com/starns.com. That's angel.com/starns.com, and become a premium member of Angel Guild today. All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know, Dylan, I didn't realize Super Bowl and the Turning Point USA folks, where was that? They just released, I've got way too much stuff on my computer right now. They've just released the lineup for their Super Bowl halftime show. You know, a lot of people are not going to be watching, oh, what's that guy? I want to call him Bad Beaver. No, it's Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny,
right?
Yeah.
All right, Bad Beaver. That's a whole other show. So anyway, Bad Bunny is really causing a lot of people to turn off the halftime show. So TPUSA is doing something, and it's going to air on a bunch of different channels. I don't know. So, but Kid Rock is going to be one of the performers there at the alternative halftime show.
I mean, I watched that.
Yeah, you would watch it.
Oh yeah, I'm not watching. So I'm glad that there's an alternative that TPUSA is doing. I also heard Jelly Roll's maybe going to do something, so that would be fun too.
Heck yeah.
But I'm turning it off otherwise.
So they've released the list of performers. Lee Bryce.
I don't know.
Lee Bice? Bryce. Gabby Barrett. No. Never heard. Uh-oh. Brantley Gilbert.
Nope.
Oh, jeez.
0-3.
I don't know who any of these people are except for Kid Rock.
That's okay. I'm sure it's better still.
You know what? It'll be in English.
That's true.
That's
no subtitles needed.
Are you doing the big? Are you going to watch the Super Bowl at somebody's house, or are you doing the? Do you watch it at home?
I'll probably do it at home this time, but because it's not as hype as it used to be.
Yeah,
like the teams. You know, you got the Patriots and the Seahawks. So I alone.
Yeah. Okay. That's all right. We'll talk about Super Bowl halftime food in the next hour. I've got to go right away to the phones. We have a probably one of the most important people on the planet on our newsmaker line, Lockwood Phillips, the owner of WTKF, the talk station. Lockwood, do you need help? Do we need to like shovel you out?
Well, wait a second. Now that I'm the most important person on the planet, I'm sitting here trying to figure. Where? Hey, no, just send money. What the heck? We're fine. We do have a lot of snow on the ground, though. About a foot and a half.
What?
About a foot. Yeah. Look, the oddity of, and by the way, I can say with a great deal of confidence, this is the number one snowstorm of the century. It's only 25 years long, but anyhow, it's the snowstorm of the 21st century for coastal North Carolina. The oddity for coastal North Carolina is that our snowstorms actually have to come from the south.
That is a little weird. So a foot and a half of snow, and
yep.
But everybody's doing well, though. Or everybody's listening to the radio, I hope.
Everybody's listening to the radio. Nobody's out. Well, there are a few people out in the road, a few Looney Tunes like me. But other than that, I mean, we're hunkering down. It's cold. We're, as a matter of fact, I think the temperature is going to get just above freezing.
Oh, geez, Aloo. Lockwood, you know that music means I got to go pay some bills. It is good hearing from you, my friend. You've got to give me a call off the when we go off the air. I need to chat with you. It's been a while. Will you do that?
Got it.
All right, hang tight.
I'll talk to you later.
Great man right there, ladies and gentlemen. And we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. American
Ride. Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. We just got in the last hour of the program. We just got a call from Lockwood Phillips, one of the, just an incredibly dear soul, and a great man, owns the News Talk radio station out in the Carolinas over on the coast, Morehead City, New Bern. Some of the most pretty real estate God created out there, just and great people, too. We were out there for a book signing several years back, and folks, they rolled out the red carpet and just were so kind. And, of course, we got to go to the wonderful sanitary fish house and just had a remarkable journey. I even got a tour of the Pepsi-Cola Museum. Is it still there? It's in, you know, Dylan, you and the missus, when you go on a vacation, you got to go to Morehead City, right there on the beach, beautiful, beautiful area, great food. And New Bern is like this really awesome, quintessential southern town.
She loves the beach, so that's probably a great idea. She's probably listening, and she heard that. So thank you, Todd.
Well, no, yeah, well, she would. You guys would love it. And so anyway, we got to get back to all that to say we got to get back down there, but not right now because he said, there's a foot and a half of snow. They're not made for those kinds of things. It's the beach for crying out loud. But I knew they were in trouble when I saw the snow falling in Myrtle Beach. And I thought, that's not good. Because as much as we can't handle snow in Memphis, where we broadcast our program, they certainly can't do it over in over in those parts. So anyway, folks, check in. Let us know how you're doing. 901-260-5926. The folks in Ocala listening to us on WOCA are like, what snow? What's wrong with you people? Let's go to Greensboro, North Carolina. German Shepherd joins us. So German Shepherd, I understand you guys got a little bit of a wintry precip.
Well, I spent the weekend in Jacksonville, North Carolina, where I live, but I had to go to work today, so I had to make my way west, and I'm out here in Greensboro now, and I can tell you, we got hammered. New Bern got it worse than anybody, but I got a 4-foot snowbank right there from shoveling my driveway, and I got to tell you, Todd, I'd just like to shout out to all of my MCCS government workers and just tell them you're welcome. because I had to go to work today. I had to dare the icy roads and take my time and go to work. But, you know, there's those guys, they got the day off today. And I'll tell you what, I ain't been to church in 2 weeks because last week they threatened some shutdown, and this week none. And I got a message to preach this weekend, and I hope I can get it off my heart and get it to the people, because we need some Waffle House Christians that that'll want to go to church and hear God's word and go to work and serve God in the workplace, irregardless of the circumstances.
Well, amen to that. You know, I was, you know, as bad as things are where you guys are, still in Mississippi, and we have a lot of listeners across the great state of Mississippi, and they are still dealing with power outages and road issues. Poor Oxford just got hammered. And, of course, Nashville, we talked to Steve Gill about that just a few days ago, or just a little, I mean, sorry, just a couple of, hours ago. And it is just bad. But can I just say something, German Shepherd? I've been hearing reports out of the Charlotte area, and this would be WSIC. A lot of our listeners have been just going above and beyond, you know, helping people that are stranded, helping people with the food and things of that nature. And again, it just goes to show you the great heart and the great spirit of America out there.
Yeah, and it takes that perseverance, that willing to go out on those icy roads to serve other people, and that's what it's about, and that's what we need, you know. We need to get out there, get moving again, help people.
Well said. Well said. All right, German Shepherd, you be safe out there on the roadways, my friend. 901-260-5926. Check in with us. Let us know how things are going. Stephen is doing just that from Morehead City, North Carolina. Hi, Stephen. How are you holding up?
Better than I deserve. I'm doing all right.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. Tell me about the snow. You guys got a lot of snow in your town.
We got whacked. I'm right here literally on the ocean, and we have easily 2 feet on the ground. We still got about at least a foot and a half. The sun is trying to do a little bit, but it's going to just refreeze. But that's okay. It's real pretty. Problem I'm having is I took a cab over here, and now the taxi cabs aren't running. So I'm stuck here, but it's a beautiful day. It's cold, but it's a beautiful day. So, and then the other thing I really wanted to let you know about was Lockwood Phillips. Lockwood is just a super nice guy. And I wanted you to know that he also operates the Carteret News Times newspaper. And it's been around forever. And unfortunately, it's one of the last remaining community newspapers left in America, the oldest of which is the Pittsburgh Times. And they opened in 1927 as printed continuously, but they've announced that May 5th the presses will stop. And that's why I think it's very important for people. I take the paper, and it's a wonderful paper. It comes out. I get mine by mail Wednesday and Saturday, and just support the advertisers, the people who advertise, and keep that paper going, because newspapers without advertising don't make money.
Well, they don't exist. That's the other part of that. And I will just say, you know, I'm a big proponent of locally owned newspapers and locally owned radio stations and locally owned TV stations. And the reason why I am so staunchly opposed to the corporatization of the broadcasting and the journalism industry is that it really takes the responsibility away from the locals, and it puts it in places like New York City and Los Angeles and Chicago. And those people they just don't care. They don't care what is being broadcast. And one of the things on this radio station, and I'm proud to own the local news talk radio station in Memphis. What I love about our radio show is that we predominantly broadcast on locally owned, locally run radio stations around the nation, and it makes all the difference in the world. Stephen, thank you for that that reminder. And yeah, it's look, if you're in the world of corporate life in radio, for example, you really don't care about those local businesses that advertise. You don't, all you care about is the bottom line. That's not to say that the local stations don't care about the bottom line, but they also care about our local sponsors because we want their businesses to succeed. And one of the things I love about KWAM, the station I own, whenever we have an advertiser come on, people go bonkers over the amount of attention, the new customers, restaurants. They love it because people say, hey, look, we heard your spot on KWAM and, you know, we want to try the country fried steak down at Dale's in South Haven. I love Dale's. I could use some country fried steak right now. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Starbucks in the headlines, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like they got tired of their woke baristas. You know, they're always going out on strike. And I'm like, what are you people? You pour coffee for a living. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a decent, honorable job. But I'm not sure you need to unionize. But whatever. All right. So you've got all these baristas, and they're out there picketing and protesting and causing all sorts of mayhem. They're wanting to infuse the coffee with these far-left politics, and it's bad enough you got to pay $5 for a cup of coffee that takes burnt, but then you got to listen to some liberal spew on about some nonsense, and nobody wants that in the morning. Nobody. So now Starbucks has come up with an idea. This is from the BBC, that's the British Broadcasting Corporation. Americans pulling into a Starbucks drive-thru, Natalie Sherman, the writer. Americans pulling into a Starbucks drive-thru may be greeted by a friendly staff member, but at some locations, it is actually an AI robot entering the orders. Behind the counter, baristas can lean on a virtual personal assistant to recall recipes or manage schedules. In the back of the shop, a scanning tool has taken on the painstaking process of counting the inventory, relieving staff of one of the most tedious parts of the job. This is all very interesting. Last week, the company reported its first sales increase in 2 years at established stores. And in the United States, the biggest and most important market, accounting for some 70% of revenue. Still, the firm's share price slid 5%, reflecting investor concerns that all of the spending, which includes $500 million to boost staffing, had hurt profits. I'm just curious about this because other coffee shops and other restaurants are going to start doing this. This AI thing, it's out of control. And soon, what jobs will we have? I mean, my job's pretty safe because, you know, we tried the AI once, Dylan, and I tried to write a Todd Stearns column in the voice of Todd Stearns, and they didn't know what Jizzaloo meant. They thought slobberknocker was an inappropriate term.
Yeah.
And I got banned and blocked for a day because I used the word badonkadonk.
You crossed the guidelines.
I crossed, yeah.
Todd, you know, I can actually tell when I pull up to a drive-thru and they use the AI because it's clear as day. So the first thing that it'll do is this takes out the whole, like, the person has to ask you questions because the AI will be like, would you like to try our new $8.99 deal on our chicken tenders? And then you'll say no or whatever you'll say. And then the next thing is like this crinkly, like, old microphone, like, all right, what do you want?
I didn't realize that Popeye's Fried Chicken and Biscuits had AI.
Yeah.
I went through the drive-thru. It was like, yo, man, welcome to Popeye. Welcome, Maine. We ain't got no chicken, Maine. What's your order? And I thought, oh, they don't have AI. And so then I pull around. It was like an old white woman. So I think the AI is like Memphis-centric.
They've customized it
just for us. Yeah, so it's like an ethnic AI.
How kind. They started doing it at Zaxby's, too.
Really?
Yes, everywhere. So you're right. It is everywhere now. And that's like half the job. I mean, I don't know.
Here's what I want to know. Do they get your order right at Starbucks? Did they spell your name correctly on the cup? And number three, do they cop an attitude? Because you know those Starbucks baristas are not the kindest people in the world.
Mm. You're right.
They have like this attitude about them.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It is a thing. And I'm like, okay, you work at a coffee house. All right, please. Give it a rest.
Amen.
All right, got to take a break. 901-260-5926. You know, what was it? The Mexican restaurants where they have like the AI, they have the robots, AI robots, and they deliver the meals.
They come up like in the little in the box, the little robot box, and they bring the tray. Yeah,
yeah. I tried that at Chalupa Gorditas or whatever. I forget the name of the place. But anyway, the little AI has got a little sombrero on its head, and it's like rolls over. It's like R2-D2. And I asked, I was wanting a refill. I said, can I get some extra ice? And the thing just took right out the door. I'm like, wait, come back. I think they were running for the border. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. What just happened? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, welcome back. Coming up, we're gonna chat a little bit about those Epstein files, 3 million pages worth of details coming out. And look, one of the reasons why Trump was hesitant about releasing the information, and here's where I do agree with him on. I do believe that the files should have been released. However, and there is a caveat here, however, those files should have been limited to only the reports that were actually credible. That there had been investigations done and that there was probable cause for whatever kind of crime that had been committed. Because most of the stuff coming out is just outrageously ridiculous. That, you know, unless you believe that George H.W. Bush was eating the entrails of dead babies, and I guess anything's possible, but I find that very hard to believe. So we'll get into more of that in just a little while. I want to play some audio for you from across the big pond. May I just say, the UK is screwed. You guys, I hate it. They're fine people. I'm not a big fan of their food, not a big fan of their culture, but, you know, it's England. You know, they're our cousins. So you got to kind of have a little bit of respect. But they've been overrun, ladies and gentlemen, overrun by the Islamists. The number one baby name in the UK, Muhammad. And they're being overrun by the Muslims, and they're controlling everything. Well, now there is a big push to get the Muslims to move out of the cities and into the countryside. For as an example, in Oklahoma, it would be like all of you folks in Tulsa saying, okay, we need all the Muslims to move to Bartlesville. And the people in Bartlesville are like, wait, what? What? Wait, no, don't do us any favors. So this is a big problem in Texas, by the way. And I know you Texans don't like to talk much about this, but your state is in danger of being overrun by the Islamists. And it will happen very, very quickly because they're having lots and lots of babies. I'm just telling you, they're doing what comes naturally. So over in the UK, they're having this debate now about moving the Muslims from the inner city areas into the countryside. Take a listen.
We've got a problem. It's and actually it's a lot about the national parks and getting people out there and making national parks for everybody. And one of the problems is dogs. And actually, this isn't just about the fact that a lot of Muslims find dogs very difficult. Mm. It is about people who do not know how to control their dogs.
Why do Muslims find dogs difficult?
Because a lot of they don't have dogs as pets.
Well, no, there's a reason why. So what they want to do is make the British countryside less white is the whole point of that conversation. And the reason why the Muslims don't have dogs is that traditionally they consider dogs to be impure. So you cannot have the average Muslim is not going to have any sort of a contact with dogs. And I can tell you, my dearly departed great uncle Jerry from Coldwater, Mississippi, I don't know if he trademarked this, but he had these these anti-terrorism suits that are made out of bacon, and he also had three dogs. I think it was the safest house in all of Mississippi. No, it's like Kevlar, lined with bacon and other pork products. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, coming up tonight on the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax. You can watch us on Newsmax 2, 5 o'clock Eastern. Congressman David Kostoff is joining us. Also, Jeffrey Lord and our good friend, Congresswoman Mary Miller. So we've got a jam-packed program. Would love for you to join us. And, you know, millions of people are making the switch to Newsmax. They're watching us on cable. They're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2, and they're downloading our free Newsmax app on their smartphones and TVs. Now, Reuters, they have a new survey out, and they say that Newsmax is one of the top news brands in the nation. So I want to encourage you to check out Newsmax, find out why they're the fastest growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join the news revolution. You can get Newsmax on cable, on streaming. Download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start, and let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. Real news for real people. Wow, there is a crazy story out of Tucson, Arizona. Savannah Guthrie is one of the anchors over on the Today Show, and her mother has gone missing, and every hour it gets more and more bizarre. Police in Tucson, Arizona now investigating this as a crime. They are looking for Nancy Guthrie, 84 years old, and they're saying this is not a case of dementia or anything like that, that she is of a very sound mind and she is sharp as a tack. They say she was first reported missing after she didn't show up for church on Sunday morning, and that's when the search began. Now, the sheriff in Pima County says, we believe now that, I'm going to read from the quote here, we believe now we've processed the crime scene, and we do believe that a crime has occurred. She did not leave her home on her own. And that's right now all they know. Now, the police say she does need daily medication. And homicide detectives said that there were circumstances on the scene which were suspicious in nature. So we don't know what that means. It could have been that maybe the rooms had been ransacked, or maybe, you know, there was blood or something caused them to say, we've got a problem here. This is not just a case of somebody who just wandered out the front door. Savannah Guthrie is posting a statement. On behalf of our family, I want to thank everyone for the thoughts, prayers, and messages of support. Right now, our focus remains on the safe return of our dear mom. We thank law enforcement for their hard work on the case and encourage anyone with information to contact the Sheriff's Department, as well you should. But this is really just a terrible tragedy. Right now she's being treated as a missing person. And I have no doubt this will become a very big story over on TMZ and other news outlets. So we'll keep you updated on any developments here, but certainly a very sad situation there. But the sheriff says that there was a crime committed against Savannah Guthrie's missing mother. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Want to play some audio here in just a moment as we get back to Bad Bunny. The thing about the Super Bowl, and this is what gets me, is that they know they have a captive audience. And they know that most of the audience who watches professional football is a male-dominated audience. It's a male-dominated sport. So, by the way, Dylan, I got to tell you about this. This happened yesterday. I was going to catch the, I was going to watch some basketball, and I was, I like to have a little bit of noise on when I'm writing a book. And so I just wanted to put it on for background noise. And I was going to watch the Memphis game. Terrible game. But I was going to watch the game. The men's games were not on. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning. It was just women's basketball, women's college basketball. I thought, oh, geez, Alou. So I just put it on in the background. The three, they did like a college game day for women's basketball, and the hosts are all female former basketball players. I couldn't, it was like watching The View.
Wow. That's upsetting.
It was that insane.
Because you don't want that in sports.
No. And then they tried bull riding. They were in Austin, Texas. So there, and then they had done the bull riding earlier in the week, I guess. And one of them fell and like broke her finger. So she's got like this cast.
Gosh. Wow. Well, I guess it's entertainment. I mean, just show that instead of the commentary.
I thought, who can watch this? It was just so bad. All of it was bad. The commentary was bad. It was just bad.
Yeah, it's sad to hear.
Mm-hmm. But again, when you look at football, it's a guy sport, right? And so when they bring somebody on like a Bad Bunny, that tells me they're trying to shove an agenda down your throats. But more importantly, they're shoving that agenda down the throats of your kids. And that brings me to what's been happening on these high school campuses and middle school campuses over the past couple of weeks now, where you've got teachers that are radicalizing your kids to hate ICE and to hate President Trump. And we've seen the videos. They have been filling our social media feeds. Yesterday, I shared a video that got almost a million views from Harlem, New York, where kindergartners, ladies and gentlemen, little tiny people, they were holding signs and holding an anti-ICE protest. Those kids could not tell you the difference between an ICE agent and a little thing of Gerber pureed carrots. I'm just telling you. So you've got a decision to make, moms and dads, and this is one of the reasons why abolishing the Department of Education is so vitally important. Because if we don't get control of our schools, we will lose this republic. And I don't care if President Trump can accomplish every other thing on his agenda, but if we don't abolish that Department of Education, we will lose the country. It is that simple. Because right now, your public schools are literally churning out anti-ICE protesters. That's what they're doing on your dime. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Salem, Oregon. Kathy on the line. Hi, Kathy. What's going on?
Good morning. I have a cold, so sorry. Anyway, I have a Muslim family versus my big, gentle boxer dog.
Oh, what's your dog's name?
She's passed away.
Oh, dear.
I could cry when I think of it, but she's passed away. But her name was Tink.
All right, so you've got a dog here, a boxer dog, and Muslim neighbors. What happened? Tell us what happened. And
no, not neighbors. But listen, I took her to the Home Depot store, the local Home Depot, and there was a Muslim family in the paint department, and that's where I was going. So Tink and I were just walking along, and there was a dad, three kids, and a woman. That dad took one look at Tink and went behind his family. I thought he was going to crawl up the shelf and left his wife and three kids between my dog and me and him. It was the funniest thing. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a couple of videos and pictures of my boxer, how gentle she is. Anyway.
Well, you know, if you can, I mean, they do, I mean, there are some in the Islamic community, I have to say all of them, but would consider the dog to be impure, I guess, which is why they freaked out.
I think they look at dogs the same way we look at rats.
Fair enough. Yeah, that very well could be. That very well could be. All right. Yeah. Well, Kathy, I hope you get a feeling better.
Oh, yeah. I'm already starting to. I just have the residual stuffy head.
Good. Anyway. Good. All right. Well, great calling in. Thank you for calling, Kathy. Thank you for that. 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. Going back to that point about how the schools are radicalizing these kids. I want you to listen to, these are just high school girls, right? And this is what they're telling the reporter about who ICE agents are. Cut 13.
Coming to a city near you, they will find a way to blame you. They will kill you and they will find a way to blame it. They will kill your friends and family. They will deport people. It is not far away enough that you can ignore it. You know, you see the human rights violations. And we have amendments protecting our rights to do things like bring guns or stand up to ICE officers. We are not a country that allows killing without due process.
All right, that's his killing without due process. All right, little girl. Look, here's the issue here with this, folks. They are weaponizing your children against you. That's what that is. Unless these parents are having these kinds of conversations around the dinner table, but I don't think most families eat dinner around the dinner table anymore. So I think the greater argument is that these schools and these teachers are weaponizing your kids against you, mom and dad, and grandma and grandpa, and then all the rest of us. That's what I think is going on here. All right, let's go to the phones. 901-260-5926, Richard in Ocala, Florida. Hi, Richard.
How do you do, sir, Mr. Todd? Good to talk to you again, sir.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Well, maybe the Democrats taking over in these elections. My opinion, Mr. Todd, is that Trump needs to do everything he can. And between now and November, I realize he's working overloaded now. But if the Democrats take over, they're going to try to impeach him. He'll be a lame duck for the rest of 2 years. I think between now and then, he needs to fight as hard as he can to get everything done that needs done. I think he needs to go ahead and move the military into place like Minneapolis. And I think he needs to try to get good conservative people on the primary, all these rhinos. Every one of these rhinos that's refusing to pass the laws that the American people voted him to get done, I think we need to primary every one of them. Go for broke, win, lose, or draw. This is our last shot at it. And present that to the American people. And I think the majority of the people back him. If they see we're trying to do what's right, I think they'll back. I think the majority of the people still fear God and love America, but I think we got to fight. We got to take a stand and fight it.
Yeah, Richard, I agree with everything you just said there. And let me add to that. It's not a matter of they probably will. They will. They will impeach President Trump every single week for the next 2 years. That's what's going to happen. And then they'll go after every member of the administration. The entire agenda comes to a grinding halt. There will be no more codification of any of President Trump's executive orders. It's over. That's what's at stake in November. And that has to be pounded into the brains of every single Republican voter. And I do hate to say this, but we've got a strain of laziness within the Republican Party. Now, the good news here is, and this is where the glimmer of hope comes in. And Richard, thanks for that call. The glimmer of hope is, as bad as things are for the Republicans, or even worse for the Democrats. However, if the Democrats are able to energize their base, it could be problematic. So that's what's at stake, is we have got to stop the Democrats from impeaching our president every week, because that's exactly what will happen. By the way, there's something else brewing here, and I want to play somebody. You folks in Georgia, we have a lot of Georgia listeners. There's a woman running for office. Her name is Susanna Caritasis, and she wants to punish all of you people. So if the Democrats, in her mind, if the Democrats are able to take back the White House and both houses of Congress, if they're able to do that, she says that all hell needs to break loose. And that Democrats need to start targeting pro-Trump conservatives. Take a listen.
When this is all over and Trump is gone and Democrats are back in charge and we're rebuilding everything, the punishment for MAGA for voting Trump three times needs to be that they lose their internet access for 4 years, that they cannot post videos or comments on social media for four straight years, so that none of us are subjected to their lies and misinformation. while we are rebuilding the chaos that they caused, the whole world and America gets to be without their BS online for 4 straight years. Can we all agree to this?
All right. No, we can't agree to this. That's crazy talk, woman. She's running for the state house in Georgia, and she may have a chance to do it over in the Athens area. So that is Susanna, hold on, Caritasis. And so she wants to punish all of us. She wants to send all of us to time out for 4 years. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, check this out. You know, as we've been paying attention to all of this fraud that's happening in places like Minneapolis and other places, California is off the charts insane. I want you to listen to this Fox News report about home health care billing. You're not going to believe this. Take a listen.
One doctor billed the government $120 million in a single year, claiming to oversee 1,900 patients. With almost 2,000 hospice agencies, L.A. County has more than 36 states combined and 30 times more than either Florida or New York.
18% of the whole country's home health care billing is coming out of Los Angeles County. How is that possible?
And take a look at this map. A cluster of 287 hospice providers in a 2-mile radius, some in strip malls, unmarked buildings, even a wrecking yard and vacant lot.
All of it is just paperwork. I could fill that out in Kazakhstan if I want and get a hospice license waiting for me.
That's insane, ladies and gentlemen. But look, I'm not terribly surprising. 18% of the entire nation's home health care billing coming out of Los Angeles County. That's got to be addressed. So all that to say, there's a lot of work. There's a lot of investigation that needs to be done. And it's going to have to go beyond the 4 years of the Trump administration. I mean, this is something that will have to go on for at least 8 years. The level of fraud and corruption, and people are going to have to be held accountable as well. And that's where sometimes the Republicans get squirrely. You know, they don't want to crack down, but they're going to have to, because a message has to be sent that we're just not going to tolerate this level of fraud in this country at all, ever. 901-260-5926, our number. Hey, I want to remind you to head over to toddstearns.com, ladies and gentlemen, and to get yourself a signed copy of my brand new book. It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. It is a great way to commemorate the 250th birthday celebration of our great nation. And you can do that again by going over to toddstearns.com, or you can get a copy at Amazon, wherever you buy your books. But it is a wonderful devotion book that tells you some stories about how God has blessed America, stories that maybe, just maybe, you were not aware of. Also, while you're over on the website, and if you haven't been over, I would encourage you to go over and check it out. We have a lot of great stories. We post fresh content every single day. And we also have the newsletter that comes out every morning. More than 250,000 Christians and conservatives right now subscribe to the Todd Stern Show newsletter. So you'll have an update on the big stories that we think are important. And of course, don't forget, if you haven't downloaded our podcast, got to do that. All 3 hours of the Todd Stearns radio show available at your leisure. All right, we'll see you tonight, 5 o'clock on Newsmax. Tomorrow, noon o'clock, right here on the radio. Get out there and be good, America.